Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae.
Proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I remember reading a while back that if alien life, complex, multicellular, not just bacteria, but a really complex organism, were to evolve outside of our planet, it would most likely look like an octopus. And they didn't fully explain why. And it's a question that sort of stuck in my head for some time, because unlike so many other animals, octopuses are enchanting, magical, and not that well known. We don't encounter day-to-day octopuses in our normal lives, at least certainly I don't. And there is so much to learn about these incredible animals. Did you know that some octopuses have a specialized arm just for mating? Well, my next guest, Dr. Wen Sung Chung, is a postdoctoral research fellow at the School of the Environment at the University of Queensland. And he's been investigating how male octopuses mate with female octopuses. And the story, I should say, look, it's animals. It's suitable for children, but it we'll get a little bit details. So without further ado, Wen Sung, welcome to the program. Maybe you might just give us a quick overview of the anatomy of an octopus, because they are such incredible creatures, so unlike so much of other life on this planet.
Yeah, octopus is amazing because this is the weird animal with a soft body, 8 arms, 3 heart, and a very complex brain. And they are very unusual animal because they are so smart. They can just see their neighbor doing in the aquarium and learn the tricks, and also can open a jar to get the crab inside the jar. So they are incredible smart in terms of the, in some level, it's like the mammal intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about the physiology for a moment, take me through the 8 arms and the 3 hearts. How do we know did that evolve? Because it seems like a complicated way to develop something if you're thinking about conserving energy and so on.
Yeah, they basically a mollusca, but it's a more advanced one. So they evolve much complex circulation system. So they have the closed system, not like the other mollusca is open system. So they have 3 hearts to pump the blood through the body so they can get the oxygen more efficiently. So they can move very fast, and then they can do a very smart camouflage way, and as well as some incredible behavior we observe in Great Barrier Reef. Some octopus actually can hunting with fish. So they really become a very different animal in many different ways. They are so soft that they can squeeze through many small crevices and easily just disappear in front of you.
We haven't even discussed the camouflage, which we'll get to in a second. But their whole toolkit they have for survival is really interesting and complex. And as you say, this intelligence, they've been measured on a scale compared to other animals and of a similar size. They seem like geniuses. But let's talk a little bit about your work before we get into some of the stuff along the other side. And that is looking at male octopuses and how they mate with female octopuses. How does that happen exactly?
In Australia, the diversity of octopuses is really high, so it's very easy to find many different species around the coast. And I particularly interested in this blue line octopus. First of
blue
all,
blue lined octopus, yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of the blue ring octopus family. But this guy is slightly different compared to the more famous blue ring octopus, because the mantle on their body, they have the blue line instead of the rings. It's very easy to see in eastern Australian coast. Sometimes you just walk in the beach or rock pool, you can easily see them just nearby. And then they always show that very shiny blue line. It's a warning signal. Don't touch me. I got the venom. So stay away from me.
So these blue-lined octopuses have a venom that is highly dangerous, and that blue, it's almost a iridescent or a shining blue. That this is a warning to animals that they will get stung if they approach.
Yeah. So there are a few incidents in Australia. Someone pick up the shell, but the blue-lined octopus or ring octopus living inside and then come out and they give you a bite. Then if you're unable to get someone to help you, you probably will be paralyzed and unable to breathe. That will cause the significant health issue. So
wow.
The incident is actually the people actually die because bitten by the blue line octopus.
Okay, you said bitten, not stung. So they actually bite and inject their venom. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. So they have the like a paral beak, so it can bite you and pump the TTX, the neurotoxin, into your body, and then that can paralyze your muscle contraction. Very likely you are fully conscious, but just unable to control your muscle and you're unable to breathe.
Right. This is the neurotoxin tetrodotoxin, right?
Yes, correct.
And this is obviously useful in paralyzing prey to be able to eat and survive, but also it's used, as you found out, in mating.
Yes, that's the surprise finding. Although their mating behavior had been described a long time ago, back to 70s, but no one really pay attention or using the proper camera setup to have a close-up look what is going on when they're doing mating. So because my other study, I need to collect a lot of octopuses around the coast. So I accidentally found, it's when I collect both of them, a pair in the bucket, and they mate. And I found, why they stay in the same location without move at all? So I'm really curious what is going on. So I set up the proper aquarium and with the many cameras from different angles. And that's why we discover when the small male mounting on the big female, that actually can keep stationary for nearly an hour without movement. And then I noticed the female have a very strange behavior because stop breathing. And then we get into more close look, even using the ultra high resolution MRI scan to look into the venom gland. And we eventually have this interesting discovery.
Okay, so the male, which is much smaller, uses this toxin to paralyze the female for mating, which, I mean, it's horrific for starters, but it's unusual. Why does this particular animal need to paralyze the female to mate?
Yeah, it's one of them. The reason is because they have a very strong sexual dimorphism. The female, when they get mature, the body size is much bigger than the male. So usually 2 to 3 times bigger. So let's say...
I've always wondered what that term, I've heard that term before. Sexual dimorphism means the female or so the male is much bigger than the other. Right, okay.
So their body size, sexual dimorphism in many different ways. Okay, so the one very common feature is either the male become much bigger compared to female or the other way around.
Right.
Or like the bird, the male usually have more beautiful pattern compared to the female. So that's also a type of the sexual dimorphism.
Okay,
also
okay.
Like the maternal care is some species, only the female will do the maternal care, but others
right.
Maybe will take care by the male or both of them. So that's
okay, so that sexual dimorphism means it's sort of just a large difference between the two genders of a particular species actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Right,
so it's
okay.
Very common across all animal, I would say. Yeah.
Right. So the female is much bigger than the male. Does that mean that the male is in danger when it mates with the female?
Yeah. One reason is because octopus, they only lay eggs once. And after spawning, the male usually die very quickly. And then the female will look after eggs for 6 to 7 weeks. And during this brooding period, the female didn't eat at all. So it basically need to consume... The female needs a lot of energy to help her to through this very long brooding period. So before female laying eggs, she eat a lot of stuff. So basically anything approach, like a crab, shrimp, fish, sometimes, or the octopus, anything they can catch, they will just eat. So that make the small male have a high risk being eaten by the female.
Right. So, but... the female would eat the male even before it mated, or just straight after to get sustenance to get it through the brooding period?
Both way. So if the female really hungry and unable to find other food, a small male approach very likely will be eaten.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but sometimes it's difficult to find a real behavior in the natural habitat. So our observation is based on the lab setup.
Yeah. So it's a high-risk engagement for the poor male blue-lined octopus. But it's amazing that you managed to discover this as a sort of an aside, because no one had known that before. But what were you actually trying to do with these octopuses? Because as you see, you collect a huge amount of them and you scan them and their brains in the lab. What is your main focus of research?
This study is our sub project. My mainly focus research topic is about their brain, because we know octopuses, they are so smart, but their brain is so unique and it's so different compared to any other animal. It's an unfamiliar form. So it's very difficult to study their brain.
When you say a very different form, what's different about the octopus's brain?
So their brain, it becomes so complicated and it's specialized. So they can separate into roughly 40 different functional lobes. So like the vision will have the specific parts for the vision and then some part for the chemosensory and the chemotactile. So it's really specialized for different function. However,
don't we have that in humans though?
Yeah, of course we have. Yeah, but we have more knowledge about vertebrate because we have a lot of human study and the model animal study. But octopus is a very unique animal group. It's not easy to study their neuroscience. So
It's because it's hard to understand because it's such an unusual shape. It's hard to map out the lobes and their functions because you can't compare it to a mouse brain, for example.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one reason. And then the other reason, because octopus is also very difficult to keep in the lab because they are so smart, they are very easy to find a way to sneak out from the aquarium.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them really, really smart. And as I mentioned before, they are soft body. And anything bigger than their lens, the only hard structure in their body, they can squeeze through. So even just a small gap in your aquarium, they can manage to escape.
So when you say the lens, you mean their eyes?
The eye, yeah. The eye is
the largest, hardest part of an octopus. If you have a hole bigger than the eye, then you're going to lose that octopus.
Oh, smaller than the eye, because they have that solid lens inside the eyeball.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so the eyeball actually like a balloon, but the lens is really solid. So anything
to squeeze their eyeball to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so God, they're so amazing, aren't they? Like, I can't believe we haven't spoken about octopuses on the program before. Can I ask you how they manage to camouflage? Because that's one thing that I find myself, you know, I'm trying to stay off social media, but whenever I see videos of octopuses in the wild avoiding prey, it's just absolutely such an incredible tour de force of showmanship.
Yeah, that's really amazing. So sometimes when you do the scuba diving or snorkeling, the camouflage octopus just in front of you, you're just unable to see it. It's easy to fool human eye. So they have very good vision. And as I mentioned before, they have a very complex brain. They're using this nerve system to control the chromatophore. It's a pigment cell on their skin. So they can control every single chromatophore to change the colors in order to match the background, so can blend in their habitat, basically. So they need really large brain power to control millions of the chromatophores.
God, it sounds like a very exhausting thing to do. Does it take a lot of energy for an octopus to transform? Because they can transform very, very quickly and then change again in a matter of seconds.
Yes. So it's not like a chameleon. It will take a couple seconds, but octopus probably less than 1 second. They can change the color pattern completely.
Yeah. I could talk about this all day, but we must move on. Really fascinating speaking with you, Dr. Wen Sung Chung from the University of Queensland. Thank you so much for your time.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.